Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen. It is the 5th of November. No longer any countdown days because this is it. The sad part is this is such a terrible day. It really is a horrible day. In fact, the things that are said by everybody are so ridiculous at this point because everybody's sitting around trying to figure out what to say until we have something to say. So, okay, that's it. Good night. See you later. This has been Showdown. No. Okay. No, I'm not going to do that. So I've got some things that I'll say, but honestly, you know, there's not much really until the polls close tonight, and then everything happens. Then the whole world is focused on Kornacki, if you're watching MSNBC. Now, if you're watching one of these other stations, then I guess you'll have to wait until tomorrow morning to get the real numbers. But Kornacki's good. So, yeah, watch MSNBC. He's really good. By the way, 314-471-1968 if you want to call in here and say something to me about what's happening, since nothing's happening. I mean, this is a day of nothing. I should have gone to sleep this morning and then woken up like a half an hour ago to come and do this, because to listen to everybody say nothing, yeah, but that's what's happening, pretty much nothing. But I have some things to say anyway, and you could say it's nothing also. But between now and 5 o'clock, I'll say it. So I have one that I meant to read the other day, and I didn't read it. So I'm going to read it today. It's really good. It's from the New York Times. And this was about Donald's language, which is pathetic. But then again, ask Mary Trump and she'll explain to you he needs an ambulance and some real help. He's needed that for many years. Okay, so here's what it said. Four-letter words were flying everywhere. One speaker flipped his middle finger at the opposition. Another made what was interpreted as an oral sex joke regarding Vice President Kamala Harris. Another suggested she was a prostitute. Still another discussed the supposed sexual habits of Latinos rather explicitly. And by the way, this is at Madison Square Garden, you know, the Hitler rally. All in all, former President Donald J. Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden on Sunday was a cornucopia of crudeness, punctuated by the kind of language that once would have been unthinkable for a gathering held to promote the candidacy of a would-be president of the United States. But among the many times that Mr. Trump has obliterated in his time in politics is the invisible boundary between propriety and profanity. Mr. Trump has always been more prone than any of his predecessors in the White House to publicly use what were once called dirty words, which, by the way, I've always been a great supporter of those words. And, you know, back in the early 60s, the filthy speech movement at Berkeley, I mean, all that was really important, Lenny Bruce, but it wasn't meant for this. Not for this. Okay, so, but in his third campaign for the presidency, his speeches have grown coarser and coarser. Altogether, according to a computer search, Trump has used words that would have once gotten a kid's mouth washed out with soap at least 140 times in public this year. Counting tamer four-letter words like damn and hell, he has cursed in public at least 1,787 times in 2024. That is unbelievably sad. But here, let's try this one. This is such a positive message on the other side. Listen to this one. I read this today. I was so pleased and impressed. And anyway, this is Dick Van Dyke. I mean, Dick Van Dyke is like 100. I was there to read a message written by Rod Serling, the guy who wrote The Twilight Zone. I got it out the other day, and I think it means as much today, if not more, than it did then. So if you don't mind, I'd like to read it. Van Dyke, who wore a Ralph Lauren polo shirt and glasses, read a short section of the original address titled "A Most Non-Political Speech." Hatred is not the norm. Prejudice is not the norm. Suspicion, dislike, jealousy, scapegoating, none of those are the transcendent facets of the human personality. They are diseases. They are the cancers of the soul. They are the infectious and contagious viruses that have been breeding humanity for years. Van Dyke went on to say, there is one voice left to say, welcome to a stranger. One hand outstretched to say, enter and share. And one mind remaining to think a thought of warmth and friendship. Then there is still hope for humanity if we have that one voice. The actor also said, there is essential decency, basic goodness, and preeminent dignity in everyone. Almost. There will be moments of violence and expressions of hatred and an ugly echo of intolerance, but these are the clinging vestiges of a decayed past, not the harbingers of the better, cleaner future. To those who tell us that the inequality of the human animal is a necessary evil, we must respond by simply saying that first, it is evil, but it's not necessary. It's Dick Van Dyke at 100. Great guy. Okay. Here's something for you. Let me start with the Democrat. So this is an ad that I received. And here you can see the front of this, maybe. That's the wrong way. Okay. So you got the guy, that's her opponent. You know, bad picture of him. Okay. My opponent has been your representative for the last 2 years. So why hasn't he done anything about open borders, crime rates, and protecting women? Because it's all just lip service. Blah, blah, blah. My real agenda is to control women and defund your schools. If he can do all of these things that he says, why hasn't he? Okay, and here's my point with that. I have a problem with that. I don't like it. She's a Democrat, and I voted for her. But I'll tell you what I don't like is this is nothing but pandering. Nothing but pandering. I mean, it's all true, sure. Well, almost. Almost. She's asking why he hasn't fixed open borders and crime rates. Well, protecting women, of course not, because Republicans are here to kill women, not protect them. But look, here's the deal. Open borders and crime rates. The crime rates are the lowest they've been in 50 years, and this lady knows it. So that wasn't the way to do it. Now, her opponent thinks that the crime rate's at a 50-year high, so he doesn't know what he's talking about. But she could have said that. But she really was pandering to her potential constituents who are fearful of everything. That's a shame. I go with Dick Van Dyke, actually. And open borders. Could he fix open borders? I guess. I want open borders. Open them. Okay. So that's a Democrat trying to pander in order to get some votes. She knows that open borders are a good thing. She knows that Ronald Reagan was right. Bring those people in here. Okay. So anyway, here's a different one. And I'm very hopeful for this race. This is the race between Ann Wagner and Ray Hartman. And by the way, I called Ann Wagner's office, and they said to email, and I emailed. And anyway, I knew no one was going to respond, but that's okay. I just wanted to make sure that I made the effort. So here's what she's got. Yeah. First of all, the pictures of, let's get that in there for you, Joe Biden and Kamala trying to make them look crazy. Okay, I get it. Is that really, I mean, maybe it does sell. I don't know. So here's what it says. Biden and Harris opened our border, opened our jails. Please. Tens of thousands of illegal immigrants with sexual assault, murder convictions in the United States. All a lie. Illegal immigrants convicted of homicide have been allowed to roam freely in our country and our communities. And Missouri families are paying the price. Come on. Give me a break. And then she's got her picture on the back. Here we go. Let's get that in there right. Okay, you can see that. Her nice picture. I mean, Ann Wagner looks nice. Choose safety and security. Huh, like we don't have it already. Unbelievable. Fighting crime and deadly drugs. Ann Wagner is keeping our families safe by ensuring we lock up dangerous criminals and keep deadly drugs like fentanyl off our streets. Standing with law enforcement, Ann Wagner proudly supports law enforcement and is leading the charge to ensure the brave men and women who protect us have the resources they need to keep our communities safe. Stop the Biden-Harris agenda. Ann Wagner is fighting back against Biden and Harris' soft-on-crime agenda that puts criminals first and Missouri families in danger. That is a 100% lie. And I've had Ray up here 4 or 5 times, and today's the election, so we'll see how all that ends up. I would have to say, hang on, let's see. This, okay, this looks like, oh, okay, hello. Hello. This is from Arizona. I'm going to guess it's Michael. Hello. Okay. Am I connected? Okay, yeah. Okay, well, we'll try again. I might have caught him too late. So, okay, that's Michael. So, Michael, give me a call again. I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong phone. And oh, here we go. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I am good. I am doing great, very well.
Good, good.
So tell me what's happening at the polls.
It's just been a steady flow of people voting all day. I started at 6 a.m. and we go till 7 p.m. And, yeah. I mean, it's just been a steady flow, no problems, no, you know, craziness. Everyone's been well behaved and pretty nondescript. I've only seen like five, like, you know, MAGA or Trump hats.
Sure.
So it's, you know, it's hard to tell what the vote's going to be, but, you know, it's orderly. All the equipment's working, no problems. And, it's good to see.
Yeah. Arizona's sort of an interesting place because the polls are saying that Donald's ahead there, aren't they?
You know, they've been mixed. I think a few weeks ago he was ahead, but then there was a recent one, I think, that had Kamala, you know, narrowing the gap, maybe down to like 1% or so.
Right,
so
right.
It's hard to tell. But, you know, one thing I'll say is, you know, I know a lot of people like the excitement of going to the polls on election day, but there's something to be said about just voting from your kitchen table, yep. Mailing in your ballot. Getting a, you know, here they have we have a great system where you get a text when your ballot's received and verified, and then you don't have to deal with this craziness.
Yeah.
You know, the line's about an hour, so it's not horrible. I've heard Pennsylvania's got hours long lines. So, you know, we're not that crazy, but, you know, it's a lot.
No, that's for sure. And don't you have a big Senate race there too? Or is that one already?
We do.
It's Kelly, right?
No, it's Ruben Gallego.
Oh no, that okay. Kelly is your already.
He already, right?
Yeah.
He's not on this ballot.
There you go. Okay.
This is the Gallego. This is the Kyrsten Sinema replacement.
Yeah, he's looking so good though for this, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I mean, very strong. He's got like 7 or 8 point lead over crazy Carrie Lake.
Oh, that's right. That's Carrie Lake. That's right.
Yeah. And she's, you know,
crazy.
A horrible person.
Horrible person. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I'm surprised that if, you know, so many people are, you know, if the polls are right, you know, and Donald's ahead, yet Carrie Lake's 8 points back. I mean, that means a lot of people splitting their votes.
Yeah. Michael, I have to say, which I've said every day, and I'm going to say it again, I don't think there's any doubt that Kamala is going to win. What's your feel on this?
I feel the same way.
Okay.
I mean, I've been, what's the gentleman's name? Rosenberg. Howard or Henry? Howard Rosenberg. He's a pollster, or not a pollster, but he's been very active. Hopium is his company/website.
Okay, I don't know this guy.
He's into a lot of strategy.
Okay,
and you know there's just a lot going around now that, you know, pollsters are so afraid of being wrong.
Sure.
That, right. They're all just sitting in the middle, right? And that, you know, I think the feel now is that Iowa poll,
that's right,
could be a telling tale of what's really going on.
Well, we're going to find out on that one.
I hope so.
That's right. No, yeah. if it ends up that he loses Iowa by 3 points, that'll be amazing.
Right.
And that would also be the election.
I feel good. I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel good about it. I think, you know, I mean, he's been nothing but crazy for the last, or crazier than normal for
crazier
the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't see how anyone who was on the bubble undecided suddenly said, yes, that's what's going to make me vote for him.
No, everything today, they're talking about garbage. Everything is garbage. Kamala's garbage. Everybody's garbage. Who would vote for this?
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't either. I mean, it's all that comes out of his mouth. Everything is garbage.
Right. Garbage or enemies. Who's he going to shoot today?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to go back in and observe, but I just wanted to touch base. And
thank you very much, Michael.
Hope tomorrow that there's enough news tonight that even if there's some states that are undecided, maybe this could be done.
No, that's for sure. You bet.
Okay. All right. Well, have a good rest of the day.
Thanks, Michael.
Talk to you later.
You bet. Okay. Bye. And I see Ben is on the line there, and he's saying that he voted for Ray Hartman, and that's cool. I think Ray's got a chance here. I know it's very difficult to take somebody like this who's been for years in that position. I think she's been there six terms. But at any rate, it's tough to beat someone like that. But I think if there's ever a time that it could be done, this would be it. And Ray is, of course, a good guy, as you say, Ben. But you know, aside from being a good guy, a lot of people know Ray. So, you know, even though he wasn't out there with, you know, tens of thousands of advertisements and, you know, more money than God. No, he certainly had his limitations on that. First time political opponent to a very well-secured, you would think, congresswoman. However, everybody knows Ray. And that's the thing about advertising. You want people to know who you are. And everybody knows who Ray is. I mean, they watched Donnybrook for decades. They know the Riverfront Times. They know that Ray is a good guy. He's got an excellent chance, I think. I mean, if I had to bet which way is this going to go, I'd say Ray will win. I think he will. I think especially in Missouri, with that vote on Amendment 3. So I think that really makes it good for him, because those women who are coming in to vote against Amendment or vote for Amendment 3, I believe they're going to look down that ballot, they're going to see Ray Hartman, and they're going to say, oh, well, Ray Hartman, yeah, he's a good guy. I think, and I tell you, Ray is, you know, he's a little worried. He's not so sure. Well, of course, you know, you're running like this and, you know, you're going to sit back and go, gee, I hope I've done enough. I know he's been out everywhere he could go, talking to people all over St. Louis County. However, I do think he's got that added advantage of being Ray. So we're going to see. I know the polls there aren't a lot of polls, but the ones that there are, I mean, showed it very close. Ray was just a little behind, and that was a month ago. So, you know, we're going to see. A lot may depend on how things break at the end. I mean, I know that Donald's going to win in Missouri. I mean, I don't think anybody would suggest otherwise. That, I mean, it would be foolish to suggest otherwise. If it happens that this turns out to be a blowout, well, that's another story. But I wouldn't expect that. I think Iowa, that's pretty amazing in itself. Iowa's red. That's for sure. And, you know, Iowa might be 3 points in favor of Kamala. If that's true, then Ray has got a tremendous chance to win here in Missouri. So we're going to see. Wow, what a great congressman he would make. And especially great because the access that everybody would have to him would just be enormous. Ray's not afraid. Ray is a journalist, and he's a broadcast journalist. And he can't wait to be in Washington and to get himself in front of microphones and to tell everything. He's just, He just wants to do that. And believe me, it's 73 years old. You know, it's not like Ray is thinking, well, if I do this for 10 years, I could be president. No, nothing like that. He's just wanting to do a good job and be a good person. So this is just a great opportunity to see what a real great congressman could be. Somebody who's just not afraid. I love these guys. They get in front of a microphone. Well, they get a microphone put in their face, and they run the other way. Oh, Ray won't do that. Ray will say, give me that microphone. And then you won't be able to stop him from talking, which is exactly what everybody really wants, is somebody in Washington that will tell the story. What is the truth? What's actually happening? Ray will tell. I guarantee you, you know, I called Wagner's office. I knew they weren't going to come on this show. They're not going to come and talk to anybody that's not on their side. They're all afraid. All afraid. And they all have talking points. Ray has no talking points. Ray's a journalist. Every time he's come on here, you know, he's sort of downplayed that he's a journalist. But I keep saying, Ray, you're a journalist. And listen, it doesn't matter if I say it or not. And it doesn't matter what he says, because everybody knows he's a journalist. I think he might win this. We're going to find out tonight. All interesting things, of course. Let's see if I had another. No, I don't have another one to read. So those are the things that I had to read for today. And I don't have any clips from MSNBC or any of that, because honestly, they had nothing to say. What could they say? All they could say is wait till tonight. That's what they said. Wait till tonight. So I'll tell you a couple other things. I've got some stock market things I'd like to throw out here, since, you know, that's my favorite thing. And yeah, we can talk about that for a minute. And for example, I love this. This is a good one. So that idiotic company of his, whatever they call it, Trump Media, which is a joke because there's no media. There's Trump. That's what they should have called it. Trump. That's all it is. But at any rate, okay, I've done that. So here's the deal. As it stands right now, here, I'll give you an updated quote on this because I can do that. Let's see where he's at right now, because it's been pretty interesting today for him. Okay, so it's rebounded a little bit. At the close, he was down about $225 million for the day. However, the price of that crazy thing went as high as $41 today and then dropped to $30 and then finished at about $33, and right now it's $34. So it's cut back that loss by a little bit, but he still lost some money today. You know, $100 million, whatever it is. But all he's got left is $3 billion. That's it. I know you could say, well, $3 billion, that's not bad. But if he went to sell it, it wouldn't be $3 billion. So that's another story. Now, if he ever said, I'm going to sell, that thing would be zero. And by the way, this is what's really interesting. And I looked into this today because I just wanted to see. Especially when it got up to 41, I thought, I'm going to check the options on this DJT, and let's see what they're going for, because it would be interesting to see if you could make some money if the price dropped. Well, guess what? You couldn't, because even when it was $41 per share earlier today, when I say the options were $1 per share, $1 per share for an option to sell beneath $10. which is unheard of. In other words, if you want an option to sell under 10 and the stock's at 41, you might pay 10 cents, maybe 5 cents, but not here. It's a dollar. And the reason it's a dollar is because people think that the price of that thing could go to zero. And nobody wants to sell a put, which is what it is. No one wants to sell a put for 5 cents, because if it drops under a dollar or under $10, well, you could lose huge amounts of money. I'm not going to explain how it all works, but the bottom line is no one would do it. They wanted a dollar. That's an enormous amount of money. And then the other options at higher prices, you know, for a $30 or $40 stock to have options selling at $10 or $15, that's crazy per share. That's crazy. But they want that money because they can see the stock going to zero. They're not dumb. They want to protect themselves. They're not giving anything away. So it's the first time I ever checked the options on that thing, because I thought it would be funny because it was at 41. It had run up all the way to 41, and I thought, wow, well, if those options are a nickel or something, what the heck? Forget it. A dollar. A dollar per share. That's enormous. And it just tells you what they think. They think that that thing is worthless. And it is worthless. And, of course, if he loses the election, then it's really worthless. Then it's worth absolutely nothing. Zero. Not even Elon Musk is going to step in and hand him $5 billion if he loses this thing. So, yeah, Donald's got a problem. And I mentioned the other day that if Donald is hoping that Elon Musk will be a friend, sort of like Donald's been a friend to Rudy Giuliani, well, guess what? I'm sure he'll do that. I'm sure he'll do that. He won't give him a nickel. Greg says, well, DJT is 3X. Oh, three times what it was a month ago. Well, pretty funny now, Greg. Yeah, that's when the rumor came out that Elon Musk was going to buy the company. Well, of course, it turned out that wasn't true. And I'm sure Donald promoted all that, which is illegal, but he doesn't care. Break the law? Nothing a problem for him. However, yeah, it went from 12 to, what, 45, something like that. And then, like I say, today it traded between 30 and 41. So, yeah, I wouldn't get too excited about it, Greg. It's a loser, really. It's a loser. And it's if Donald loses, it's worth zero. Now, if Donald were to win, yeah, thing could be $100 in the morning, because people get crazy, that's for sure. But at any rate, he's not going to win. So this thing is probably zero. He should have sold. Sorry, Donald, should have sold. Boy, has he got problems facing him. 2 weeks he's going to have to face Judge Mershon. And without the presidency, I think he's in a lot of trouble. And really, you think about it, all these things that he says. I mean, I could have played this today. I just decided I'm not going to do it again. I've done it enough. To listen to him say that this is the end of our lives, that you'll never in the rest of your life be okay. This, you'll be destroyed forever if he isn't the president. Now, he did say something else today that was sort of interesting. This is a good one. Here's one. He said that he's winning by such a landslide that they really should just declare him the victor right now. But he would accept declaring him the victor when the polls close. Not when the votes are counted. When the polls close, he says that he's so far ahead. Just declare him the victor and everybody can move on. So you wait and see what he's up to. If he loses this election, which I say he's going to do, but if he loses this election, you watch what he does. He'll declare victory immediately, and he'll right away send the lawyers all over the country filing lawsuits and acting crazy. Question is, why would the lawyers take the risk? Knowing what happened to the lawyers that played this game the first time, a bunch of them ended up in jail or without a law license anymore. Somehow people are willing to do things for him, and you have to wonder why. And when I say that, I mean, you could say, well, they want to do it because they think it's going to come out okay for them and great for the country. No, they've already seen the results. Lawyers going to jail. Lawyers losing their bar licenses. And I mean, if you don't have any other example, well, just go to Rudy. Rudy's life has been destroyed. Rudy Giuliani is completely destroyed. They have taken everything from him. And you don't see Donald giving him a dime for a cup of coffee. Nothing. Greg says, well, he doesn't go on media at rallies to say he's in it to lose. It's not, that's not the point, Greg. That you know better. That's not the point. I'm talking about Rudy Giuliani as an example of what has happened to people who tied themselves to Donald Trump. Well, you can say Rudy was an idiot, but listen, they said, we said, everybody said that he was America's mayor. There was a time when he was considered to be credible. But Donald got a hold of him, and Donald wiped him out, because that's what Donald does. Whatever Donald touches dies. But see, we don't have to go through all that now. The election's over. The votes are in. All we need to do now is get to the end and count this stuff. You know, they're showing pictures of young people at the polls right now in long lines and Pennsylvania and all that. Okay. I mean, we can say anything we want. There are students in those lines. Those students are voting for Kamala. Wait till you see these votes tonight. I just am looking at the poll from Selzer in Iowa. That's all. And she said the best record of anybody in the business. Now, if she's wrong this time, she's wrong. And I'll say if she's wrong, I mean, I didn't even know who she was until 3-4 days ago. But she's the pollster of all, above everybody. When she says somebody wins by 6, they win by 6. When she says they're going to lose by 9, they lose by 9. Whatever she has said up until now has been absolutely correct. And like she said, she just goes by her method. She uses her method, and it's always worked up until now. And we're going to find out. And if Donald wins Iowa, she was wrong. If Donald doesn't win in Iowa, if Kamala wins by 3 in Iowa, somebody better go take a look at her, because they've already been taking looks at her, because she's already been this good and everybody knew it. Except me. I just didn't know her name, but that's all right. I can't know everything, but I can tell you right now that she's got a record. And everybody, including her, she admits, hey, this time I could be wrong. But she did follow her method. So that's it. And like she said, the method is the deal. And the method has been good. So she wasn't about to mess with it like all these other pollsters have, because they keep messing up and they come back and try to fix it every year. Okay, well, they should if they're not hitting it properly. But she has hit it every time and she's following through with this. So there you are. So watch that. Watch Iowa. If Kamala wins by 3 in Iowa, you can bet the numbers around this country are going to be unbelievable. We'll see. Well, Donald won't believe him anyway. Donald doesn't believe him now. Let's see. This is from Greg. Thanks to Scott Pressler, over 80,000 Amish persons voted in Pennsylvania, most for the first time. Okay. Yeah, I don't really know too much about that one. I know about the Puerto Ricans, however. I know about them. I know they're crawling over glass to get to the polls so they can vote against Donald Trump. They've had it. They're not happy people. We'll see where those numbers are. And then we'll see what the black numbers are. I predicted all along. I don't have any polls, but I've predicted all along that the black vote would be no more than 10%, because that's it. It's always 5 to 10% for Republicans. If Donald's lucky enough to get 10, that would be a miracle. But he's not going to get what he's claiming. He claims 28. Come on. Who believes him anymore? Well, apparently millions do. But we're going to find out tonight how many believe him. No more guessing. We're going to know. And by the way, you don't have to guess where to go to get a great meal. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you can get a fabulous meal tonight in Chesterfield at Wendy's. That's 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. And you can get wings, and you can get smoked meat, and you can get hamburgers and cheeseburgers and patty melts with lots of onions on them. Yeah, ask for more onions. I'm sure they'll pour those onions on for you. And on top of that, you've got salad, you've got pizza, got great drinks, and my favorite, which of course is those baby back ribs and the onion rings. All great food at Wendy's. You can't beat the food at Wendy's. And then, if you happen to not be in Chesterfield, but you're thinking about getting hungry somewhere out on Highway 94, well, then you can keep on going down Highway 94 until you hit Defiance, 2999 South Highway 94, Defiance, Missouri. That's Wendy's. It's all great food, and I guarantee you, you won't have to even guess. You won't have to listen to a talk show. You'll just know that food is great. The people there are terrific and all put together fabulously by Ben and his wife. That is Wendy's. Now, if you want jewelry, you go to 4506 Hampton, and that's Jewels on Hampton, and they've got cases filled with jewelry, and they design jewelry, and they buy and sell jewelry and coins. And here's the thing. Al, the owner, is just a good guy. He really is. By the way, Greg says he loves the French dip at Wendy's. And that's good. Yeah, look, the food there is great. Anyway, back to the jewelry. You can buy and sell jewels and coin. Yep, at good prices because Al is fair and fun to work with. He really is. He'll help you design jewelry. He'll work with you in every way. And then also he'll fix your watch. Really, they fix watches there too. They do everything. That's Jewels on Hampton. Now, once again, dressed by the St. Louis Suit Company, always wearing the right colors because they always put me in the right direction on the colors because I am colorblind. But let's see, is that? No, that's, yeah. Wrong phone. Anyway, St. Louis Suit Company, Forsyth and Central in Clayton. And believe me, they have been there for 30 years. There's a reason. The prices are great. The quality is high. It's not all the ties, but of course, the ties are part of it. I mean, if you want a $5 tie, let me tell you, it's a $50 tie for $5. These ties are great. St. Louis Suit Company also has overcoats. And believe me, it's been raining like crazy out here. And you could have an overcoat. You needed one. But trust me, it's going to get worse. It'll rain, it'll snow, it'll be cold. It's not that cold right now. But it will be. Going down to 40 tonight, and then watch. It's going to keep dropping. Like a rock. Yeah, sort of like DJT. Anyway, here's the deal. The St. Louis Suit Company is truly a fabulous place to buy men's clothing and also wedding attire if you're getting married. They're really the best when it comes to wedding attire. Everybody in St. Louis knows that. 30 years. Jay and Nick and the whole family, they are fabulous people. Greg says he could have used an overcoat this morning. Yes, you could have. You should have. Go get it. Inexpensive and great quality. That is the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton. Now, 30 years for a business is great, but 40 years, that's our best. And that, of course, is Talena's for the best Italian food in all of St. Louis, probably all of Missouri for that matter, probably four or five states to tell you the truth, and maybe everywhere. I can promise you this. Great Italian food, but if you try nothing else, try the great, the tremendous spaghetti and meatballs. Nothing better, really. It's terrific. I have to laugh. I did tell the other day how I had my spaghetti and meatballs. They were giving it to me because I caved in and did it. And because, you know, the calories. And then they said to me, Mehdi and his wife, Susan, said to me, how about some cheese on top? I said, okay, put on the cheese. Wow, it was great with the cheese. Anyway, that's Italian food at Talena's. They've been there 40 years. That's because they're that good. That's 141 and Olive, next to Deerberg's. You cannot go wrong if you want Italian food at Talena's. Okay. So here we are with 10 minutes to go. So let me make a few good points here. And these are good. When this is over, it's going to be over tonight. I mean, it won't be over for Donald. He's going to play those games and get himself in a lot of trouble, which he's already in trouble. But anyway, but it's going to be over for the country. You know, we'll have a new Kamala Harris president and we'll move on. I believe. However, let me tell you something on the other side. When Donald's gone, there are going to be a lot of people out here, millions, who are going to want policies that they believe were attached to Donald. Now, I'm going to tell you, there are no policies attached to Donald because his only policy is Donald. That's it. That's his policy. But here's the thing. We have people who want lower inflation. We have people who want less government spending. We have people who want lower taxes. We have people who want tariffs, which I've talked about many times. I think they're the craziest things you could ever do. But there are people who want them, and that's legitimate. It's a legitimate debate. There are people who want fewer immigrants. There are people who want what they call safer borders. Here's the thing. The country will be set to have those debates forever. We can discuss all of this. And there's some things that the right wing will get. There'll be discussions about America first. There'll be discussions about Europe and what our obligations are over there. There'll be discussions about what to do with the Russians and the Chinese. All of that's fine. Nobody is saying that there's a left-wing or Democratic Party position that is the only position that we can live with. Not at all. We can have those debates, and we should, because that's what we do in this country, is we talk things out. We go back and forth. We figure out what's going to work. We look at the problems that we've got and decide what we need to do to solve them. All we need to do is to get Donald Trump out of our way so that we can all do this together. I think we've learned a lesson, and I think this lesson is a lesson that we've learned because of Donald Trump. I think he's taught us this lesson. Because we've looked at him and we have seen what is wrong with the world. Don't do that. Ever. By the way, Bill Monroe on here saying good evening. Bill, great to see you. I know you're running for the Board of Education in the city. And this is a perfect example. It's a really good example. You know, Bill, you know that there have been people out there who have pushed against you and tried to block some of the things that you've worked on. And you've done some very successful things in education over decades. And, you know, there are just some people that don't want you to have your chance to do it again or to make it better. And it needs to be better. And anybody that just takes a look at Vashon High School, where they have some wonderful kids, I'll have some people look at me and go, oh, yeah, you've got to be crazy. No, wonderful kids. That is the truth. But you got crazy adults, and somebody needs to get a hold of those adults and make this right. And that's why I say, I mean, we got to get rid of all this hatred. It's terrible. Yeah, they banned Bill from the, did they ban you from the school board race? I didn't even know that. I thought they banned you just from being around the school board. I didn't know that they could ban you from the race. But okay, let's see. Well, okay. I'll get that story from Bill. Bill's a good guy. I can tell you that. Bill's been around for a long time. He's a former police officer. Just a good person who just wants to do good in the black community. And he's done some good things. He pulled some great people into one of those schools years ago. Oh, and Bill says that the board didn't even vote to have him banned. So I don't even understand how that works. How do they ban you if nobody voted? But okay, listen, you know, because you were running. But all I can say is there's some bad people messing with you because, I mean, I just know you. I know where your heart is. I know what you're trying to accomplish. And listen, I've spent 25 years in the St. Louis public schools and in the inner city schools, and I'm there right now. And for very good reason, because there's work that needs to be done. Now, I'll say over at Cardinal Ritter, where I teach, it's a great school. I mean, it's a great school, not a little bit. It's great. And then 1 mile down the street is Vachon. 1 mile. And it's like the other side of the planet. And that's not because of the kids. That's because of grown-ups who don't take care of kids. And I know that's why Bill has been out there working as he has. And it's a sad situation. There was an article, and I think I read part of the article on the show from the Post-Dispatch talking about the dangerous conditions at Vachon. And frankly, when you read what they said, which is that Vachon had 37 teachers and only 15 were actually qualified to be teachers. 22 were just people that were there holding a space. That's terrible. St. Louis Public Schools could have done things there. They had many opportunities. Many people went to them to get things fixed. But they always knew better and rejected everything. And that's where they are today. Pepper spraying kids, dealing with chaos, talking about kids beating up adults. Well, yeah, I guess so. As badly as they're treated, it's not a joke, as Joe Biden would say. No, you got to go take a look. It's not right. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not just Vachon. It's the United States. It's the inner cities. It's racism. It's the attitude towards black people. It's school boards in this area that say no black history, that say no inclusion, no diversity. Yeah, that's how you get this. And so some people push back. I can only tell you this. It can be done, because if you want black excellence, you want to see black excellence, you go to Cardinal Ritter. That's black excellence. No joke, Joe Biden. No, really, it's a great school. And the people that have graduated from that school over 45 years are leaders in the St. Louis black community and in places around the country. And by the way, I was listening to a woman from Howard University on the way in here talking about the party that they're going to have tonight for Kamala at Howard, which is her school. And, you know, it's an HBCU, historical black college. It's very interesting because many people don't know, but when the Jews came to the United States from Europe after the Holocaust, they weren't allowed. Even the top professors were not allowed to teach in American universities. Only the black colleges allowed the Jews to come and teach there. Pretty interesting. Okay, it's time for me to get out of here. Don't forget Wendy's. Don't forget Jules on Hampton. Do not forget the St. Louis Suit Company. And definitely don't forget those spaghetti and meatballs at Talena's. It's all great food, all great people. I'm Mark Kaysen. This is Showdown. Good night.